I must warn you that in future you should delete the words crunchy frog and replace them with the legend crunchy, raw, unboned, real, dead frog if you want to avoid prosecution.
It's...
Hello and welcome to the spot, the loonies. Welcome back to the loonies.
Hey,
welcome back to the loony show, the Looney Tunes, if you will.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is it duck season or is it rabbit season?
Duck season.
Forget. Rabbit season.
Duck season. I'm now made entirely of tin. That was my intro.
I'm a very rich film producer, and I need a lobotomy.
That's so good!
One time I told my sister that I got a lobotomy, and she believed me.
Why would she believe you? I don't think those are legal anymore.
Yeah.
How old was she when she took this?
This was like a year ago.
Oh.
So she was like 20.
I
was like 19.
That is so strange. You must be very trustworthy. That's what that tells me.
No, it just means I'm a little crazy and she'd believe that I got a lobotomy.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, thoughts and feelings.
I don't
want to
say that I got the brains in the family, but I got the brains in the family.
Yeah, I didn't. By contrast, I'm the dumbest person in my family. You know how many PhDs
sure?
I have? Same number as my IQ. Zero.
What? I think if you had a zero IQ, wouldn't you be, like, basically dead?
Yeah. Probably.
Like, the average IQ is 100.
I'm a vampire! Whoa!
Ooh!
Ooh.
I'm scared!
Ooh!
Ah!
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 This is the extent to which we will go to avoid talking about this episode, I guess. Hey guys, it's me from the editing chair once again. Really sorry to have to do this to you all again for this exact same reason, but we forgot to provide context again, and I just wanted to make sure you all knew that, my computer froze again, and so yeah, that's what happened. And yeah, it froze, and then we had to restart, but we didn't really explain that to the audience, so there you go.
Hey, it's always happens when you ask me what I thought about the episode.
It's true. That's a pattern. That's a pattern. I don't know what to do about that, because I need to ask you, otherwise, it's just going to be me talking to myself for an hour.
No thoughts.
Just me alone in the booth. I like to imagine the listeners.
You have a booth?
The listeners can just imagine.
I'm at my desk.
That we're in a recording
studio.
Yeah, we're in a recording studio. Even though it's obvious that we're in a
fridge.
Call. Yeah, we have a mini fridge. Crack open that mini fridge, dude. Pass me one of those.
A Capri Sun?
Yeah, one of those Capri Sun. I'm under the legal drinking age. I can't have anything stronger.
I'm allowed to drink, just not alcohol.
Yeah.
I'll get me a nice, tasty glass of chalky milk.
Chalky milk. Let's go. Maybe there's a way I could rephrase the question so that it won't anger the gods. Did you have any feelings toward what we
just
watched?
I have feelings.
I think so.
I have many feelings. Yeah, there's some things that that we should talk about, but I don't want to talk about.
That's how I feel, too. I'm like, How are we gonna address this? The fact is, there's no really good way to address the problematic things.
Yeah, so we're just gonna be really blunt, like normal. Yeah, and
just be like, hey, yeah. that's kind of messed up that they did that. That was tasteless. Yeah. And then
anyway.
We just like have to move on, I guess.
How about we just start at the beginning, and when we get to it, we'll get to it.
We'll
feel comfortable by then.
Sure.
The It's Man had the zoomies.
He had the zoomies. Just like I predicted, they started speeding up the footage. I guess I'm just smart like that.
Yeah, it's not like you've watched the entire series.
Yeah, it's not like I have watched it multiple times.
Yeah. I'll admit, I've only seen part of the series. There was this point in which I stopped, and right. I don't know why. Probably because it got stupid. But
which point did you stop?
I don't know. I forget.
I feel like I this is a spoiler for later in the show and we'll actually be covering season 4, but I am a strong defender of season 4, despite the fact that a lot of people don't like it as much. I like it, even though I know in a lot of ways it's not as good. But that's when John had left the show,
you know,
so...
Oddly enough, I think that's when I stopped, but it wasn't because I didn't like it anymore. It was just because I ran out of free time.
Yeah. I mean, Series 4 is just really, like, strange, and I think that's why people don't like it. But, like, it took me, like, watching through it twice to really, like, start to enjoy it, so I don't know what that says about Series 4. anyway.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, it's like,
we'll get to it. We're only on episode 6.
Yeah, we're still, but can you believe we've been doing this for 6 weeks? Isn't that crazy?
Wow. How can you still stand me?
You should be asking that same question to yourself about me. The way I phrased that was really confusing.
Here's a little secret. I happen to like you very much.
That's cringe. Dude.
I know.
Why would you like me?
It's embarrassing. I have feelings. Ugh.
I don't know. I don't know why I reacted like that. I'm sorry. I like you very much as well.
Aww. We love each other.
I guess so. I guess this is what this show has been all about. All along.
Yeah.
The real podcast was the friends that we made along the way.
Right. Arthur Figgis.
There's the Arthur of the day.
I guess you could say it's the arts. Because there's lots of
nice
Arthurs.
It's the arts. Yeah. This isn't the first appearance of the show, It's the Arts. It's the Arts was one of the titles.
Can I have a pity laugh?
Ha 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 ha.
It's the arts, because there's lots of
I get it.
Ha 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 ha.
It's almost funnier just hearing you explain it, though.
This is why I get punched.
Yeah, I would never punch you. That would be so uncool. Violence is not allowed in this studio.
Violence
that we're
is lame,
both in.
Dog.
Violence? More like silence. Because that's what's going to happen to you if you commit a violence against me. You're going to be silenced. You're going to be canceled on Twitter, is what's going to happen. That was horrible. I hated that.
I'm a bad PSA.
And it always was.
Violence is wiggity whack, yo.
Whoa. We won't have any of that in our public schools. Come on. Come on, kids. Be better. Don't do drugs.
We put an end to bullying.
Single-handedly. Or double-handedly. Ooh. Both
well,
of
between
us.
Between the two of us, I think we've got 4.
Yeah, but... we're each only using one hand, so...
okay. Because the other hands
it's single-handed.
Are holding.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. Yeah, how do you feel about the remember this is a show about Monty Python. Did you remember when this podcast used to be about Monty Python?
Wait, this is about Monty Python?
Yeah, I thought it was just about furries.
It was about anyway, I want to know how Graham can say that name so effortlessly.
I know, especially during this time where he was drunk so frequently. Just
maybe that was how he did it so effortlessly. It just made perfect sense to a drunk mind.
I don't know if making sense is the, it's more just the effortless way in which he pronounces all of these like German.
Yeah, like names, you think they know what words. Being drunk is like? I'm underage.
Yeah, I'm not, but. I mean, I am.
You're even more underage than I am.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm not underage for drinking. Anyway, I would think when you are drunk, your capability to pronounce words that are difficult to pronounce for most people might be reduced slightly. But in any case...
Yes, but here's my theory. Put on your tinfoil hats. This is a theory.
Tinfoil hat on.
Yes. What if it was really easy for him to pronounce because secretly he was German?
Right. Just like in that one Italian lesson sketch. It's all coming together. Graham.
Turns out he's been German all along.
That's a good theory. I like that. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. Why not? This sketch is alright.
Yeah. It's alright. I'll say that when the really old guy was there, I forget how the sketch went. I rewatched it, I was like, oh yeah, I knew. This guy's gonna die.
Yeah.
Because he's really old, and everybody he's, like, flopping over, and he's trying to get through the name, and I just know that they're going to say the name, and they're not going to ask any questions, because he's going to die before they can finish saying the name. And then I was right.
Yeah. It is so obvious where it's going, like, It's fine. It's whatever. I've never been a huge fan of this one, if I'm perfectly honest. And this time,
I do appreciate that they had a shovel on hand already.
That's true. I liked that he immediately went to start digging that grave. That was pretty funny. I've just never been a fan. I feel like this sketch really drags a lot. And while I was watching it this time, I was like, come on. Focus, try and find something.
It's like the name. The name in itself is funny, like the first or second time. But really they're just saying it over and over, and that's the joke.
That's the joke.
And I will appreciate how consistent they are in pronouncing it.
Yeah,
but
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm your brother in arms. I'm with you till the end of the line. I said lined. I'm with you till the end of the line, my friend. But I really don't like this sketch very much. It's fine. And I do agree that the first time they say the name, it did get a chuckle out of me the first time I watched it. But every other time I was like, yeah this is long. Yeah, this sketch is alright. I did actually consider for my quote, I considered for a moment trying to pronounce that name, but I knew just wasn't gonna happen.
Just wasn't meant to be.
No, I just wasn't gonna do it. It is impressive, and that's the best thing I can say about this sketch, is it's very impressive that they are all just so effortlessly able to pronounce it every single time.
Maybe they're all secretly German. I mean, right. Like, why else would they have that German show?
Well, you make a compelling argument. Yeah. I have no counter arguments. Obviously they're all secretly German and were the whole time. They've played us for fools for far too long.
They're all closeted Germans, and they're going to come out wearing lederhosen.
Sure. Yeah, that's...
Or maybe a dirndl.
I don't know what that is.
That's the fancy German skirt.
The fancy? You heard it here first. Next sketch is, Are we all done talking about whatever that was, the Johann?
Yeah, we're done. Never again.
Never again. We'll never talk about it again.
Never again.
Law-abiding gangsters. How'd you feel? Yes. What were your thoughts?
It's like whenever you keep on saying, be gay, do crimes, but also if someone yells at you, you'll cry, so you don't actually do the crimes.
Yeah, so like me in real life, or,
Yeah,
what are you trying to say?
Me in real life? Yeah,
I like this one, but I don't have very many notes.
Yeah, it's just a pleasant watch.
Yeah,
there's nothing really substantial to it, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I think Michael's really good in this one. I noticed that he said the words, you dumb cluck, and I just wanted to, in my notes, I quoted it, and then I just put a bunch of question marks, because I was like, I've never heard of anyone, using that before. I definitely thought he was saying something else at first, but, I mean...
No.
No, he wouldn't.
You can't say that on TV, and that would be illegal.
Well, I mean, the British have always been able to get away with a lot more than we have, to be fair.
Yeah, they got away with some things, but I'll mention that later.
Yeah, it's in my notes. I certainly did notice they are able to get away with things that, in the 60s at least, definitely not able to get away with in this country. But apparently a cluck refers to, like, a dumb person in British slang. I looked it up. So,
Yeah.
That's a fun
Congrats.
Fact.
You're very smart.
Oi, bruv! Oi, bruv!
Are we going to get angry letters from the British now?
Oi, bruv! I object in the strongest possible terms to you doing an offensive British accent, if you can call it that. Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Oi, bruv,
you got my bottle of water from the mini fridge.
Well, watch some YouTube.
Watch some YouTube. It's YouTube. Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Want to watch some YouTube? Yeah. We just lost all of our British listeners.
Goodbye.
But you know what? I don't care. You all can leave if you're too weak to hear our horrible British accents.
Who knew
Might
that
as well.
Out of all the offensive wannabe comedian podcasts, ours would be one of them.
Who knew? Not me. I didn't know that. It certainly is pretty.
I think we're stalling.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
Crunchy Frog. Anyway, Crunchy Frog. I like Crunchy Frog.
Let's move on. Wizzo chocolate.
Wizzo chocolate.
Nice little callback.
Told you it would come back again, and look who never lies.
Remember 5 episodes ago?
Yeah, 5. Feels like forever ago. And we were so young then. 5 weeks younger and
5 weeks dumber.
Yeah. But Crunchy Frog, I like this one. And also, I don't know whether to talk about this, because I feel like we're going to talk about Hollywood Bowl at some point. But the Hollywood Bowl version of this sketch is a little bit different. And I think that's interesting, because I think this version is better. They notably, Graham plays the character that John plays.
I do not know the Hollywood Bowl version.
Yeah, I won't spoil. Maybe I should spoil it, I don't know.
I'll forget about it.
There is some vomit. It's gross. Superintendent Parrot actually vomits in the stage version. Which is pretty gross.
No
and
thanks.
Also, Superintendent Parrot is played by Terry Gilliam and Mr. Praline. Only he's not really playing Mr. Praline, he's playing just a regular cop. He's played by Graham instead of John. And then it's still Terry J as the Crunchy Frog guy. I don't know why they switched around the characters. I don't get it. I think John was probably busy doing a costume change or something. But super unrelated.
I'll say Baby Frog.
Yeah.
You mean like a tadpole?
Well, I think after they sprout legs, they can still be. I don't know. I don't know how much they grow after they've actually turned from tadpoles into frogs. But I think they might grow a little bit.
I don't know. We have like this whole entire lesson on frogs back in elementary school.
Yeah.
And the difference between frogs and toads and all sorts of other amphibians like salamanders and I wish I remembered it.
I definitely don't remember anything I learned in elementary school. If I learned anything at all. I was just, in my head, I was role-playing Warrior Cats through all 6 years, I gotta be perfectly honest. I was Warrior Cats the whole time. It was not all 6 years. After every year after fourth grade, I was in Warrior Cats mode, and in the back of my head, I was always like, I'm a Warrior Cat. All the time.
We had this lesson in first grade.
Oh. Well, I well, I definitely wasn't paying attention anyway, so.
Okay.
My point was, I was a Warrior Cat.
I will also say, lightly killed.
Lightly killed. Dew picked and flown from Iraq.
For sale, baby frog, lightly killed.
Four sentence.
I'm sorry.
Four sentence horror.
That was awful.
Or four word horror. One sentence horror. Whatever.
that was six words.
Six. Yes.
Yeah.
Six word. You know what? If you want to do my job, by all means.
Okay. I'll tell all the Python facts.
Okay,
and
go
none
ahead.
Of them are going to be true. Okay? did you know that Eric is actually 12 squirrels?
Ooh. I didn't know that. That is so interesting. Thanks for sharing, Python expert.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't know anything about Python. That's my role now.
And I have one more comment to make about this.
Right.
Do you think that, considering it is Wizzo, that the butter really did contain some dead crab?
You stole the words right from out of my brain. You stuck your head into my brain and you slurped out the words that I was going to say. Yeah. No, I swear I've had the thought before. What if Wizzo Butter is literally a dead crab encased in butter? And I think that's a very, very on-point theory. In fact, I don't see how that wouldn't be the case.
Theories today.
I just think that is probably the case, alright? I mean, think about it. Think about it.
I'm thinking.
Alright. John's... I'm a big nerd, and I'm going back to being the Python expert. Sorry, I'm going back to my rightful place.
Fine.
John's character in the script is specifically referred to as... His character name is Praline, which, fun fact, this is the same character as the one in the Dead Parrot sketch and the one in the Pet Halibut sketch. I've always had a hard time, like, thinking of this cop as the same Mr. Praline as the guy bringing in the dead parrot. I mean, maybe he's a cop, but,
Are they really the same, or are they all, like, brothers or something?
I mean, they're referred as the same thing in the script. It's John doing the same voice, but I just don't think Mr. Praline is the one in the dead parrot sketch. I just don't think he is a cop. Is that fair? I just don't think he is. I have no basis
for this.
They
are identical triplets.
Yeah, they've gotta be. Wait. I think Mr. Praline, I think the one who brings in the dead parrot is 100% the same one who has a pet halibut that he's trying to get a license for. I think that is 100% the same character.
Oh, okay. They're twins. But yeah. Point still stands.
Yeah, point still stands. I just don't think he's a cop. Sorry. But, I just don't think my man's would be a cop. Just doesn't seem like
no.
It. Yeah, so that's very interesting things that I oh. were saying. I were saying. Wow. I was saying things...
Hey, I think you know what sketch is coming next, and
I
that's
know.
Why we're talking.
That's why we're talking. I'm staring at it in my notes, just going, how do we bring this one up?
I'm stalling.
It's not even the worst one. Not even the worst one.
Stalling?
There's a much worse one. Because at least the bad stuff is like 2 seconds long in this one. Yeah.
Yes. It was 2 seconds, but it was still bad.
Yeah, it was still very offensive.
You know what? I'm just gonna come out and say it. There's been some,
yes.
We'll call it body paint.
That's one way of putting it. Yes. This, let's see.
Okay, fine. It's blackface.
Yeah, it is. And, it's very offensive. It's never okay to do. And, it really sucks that they did it.
I've seen so many, like, old and pretentious Python fans who try to defend it. Like, it was funny back then, and you stupid libs are too offended by everything. Like,
which is...
It wasn't okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. It's never been okay. But I think they probably were ignorant. I don't think they're personally really bad people.
I feel like it was more out of ignorance.
Yeah.
And...
They just were very thoughtless. Yes. They didn't actually... realize just the level
it was,
of badness.
It was
of the
bad,
thing
but it was out of ignorance instead of malice. I think,
which is why I can
I don't want to go around defending this though.
Yeah, which is why I can continue to enjoy their work, but I don't think that this is okay. You know, I just I am able to look at it and be like, this is bad that they did this. I don't like this, but I do like the works of Monty Python. Generally, most of the time. But of course, there are things that I just can't defend and wouldn't defend.
And speaking of... Remember when I mentioned things that you can get away with on British TV?
Yeah.
Boobies.
Yes. I
was taken aback a little.
I was not, because I saw it coming. This is like... This sketch is... I always remember the two most shocking things about this sketch, which is, of course, the blackface and the bare-breasted woman. And
sorry, you said that like so scholarly.
Yeah. Oh yes, the bare-breasted woman.
Like, look, you're fun fact about me. When I'm uncomfortable, I tend to go into this like, I tend to like say things in a very scholarly, like objective way because I'm like embarrassed to say like anything else. So I just try to make it sound as like professional as possible.
I'm just teasing.
Yes, the bare-breasted woman. Thank you. British television, it seems that they can get away with this and could get away with this in the time. I don't know if, because I think the reason they could get away with this kind of stuff is because they were kind of late at night. But like, I feel like from like an American perspective, we just will never quite, like, we'll just always be like, wow, you can do that? Like, I don't know. I mean, I think more and more, like, American television gets away with more stuff, but
Americans think that British people are so stuffy, and then you look at the television differences.
That is so true. we're very shy about certain things, and other things, like violence, are like, oh, well, go ahead. By all means. More violence.
Jimmy, grab the camera!
Yeah, I always forget. Yeah, I always remember those two things. And then I always forget that John is just straight up dressed as Frankenstein's monster for part of this sketch. He's just straight
Frankenstein's
up.
Frankenstein's cool, okay?
Yeah. Frankenstein's monster. SMH.
I'm sorry. Frankenstein's monster.
I told myself I would never become that person. And here we are. And I'm that person.
I'll admit I really only called him Frankenstein to see what you'd say.
Okay. It was a test and I failed.
And you failed.
Yeah. Okay. I can live with that, you know, as long as I'm always right about everything all the time. I think I can live with that.
Okay. Alright. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. The worst sketch in this episode, in my personal opinion.
We're not at the end. We shouldn't say it's the worst sketch yet.
It is.
It is, but
the
we shouldn't
sketch
say
is
it.
The worst. Just everybody.
Yes. Wow,
everybody
they're really out here painting themselves today.
Yeah, this one's really bad.
The entire joke is that they're racist.
It's horrible. I really...
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a sketch that is excruciating to watch. It's no fun at all. It sucks.
Yeah, and the entire time it's on, I'm there like, ugh, when will this be over?
I'm just so ashamed of them for doing this. And, like, that sounds like I'm very on my high horse, and I'm sorry, but I'm just, like...
No.
Just the second hand...
You know what? I'm gonna get on that horse with you.
Yeah, I'm just, like, embarrassed for them. Not, like, you know, I just mean, like, I'm... Like, why would you think this is okay? Like, this is horrifying that you did this. And, like, I get it,
it's like... even... Like, but besides all the paint... entire joke was that somebody, you know, the Native American,
right,
is having these intellectual thoughts about theater, which is funny because they can't have intellectual thoughts. They just go ugh all day.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's just playing on those stereotypes, and it's just. I hate this sketch so much. It might be my least favorite Monty Python sketch of all time, in fact.
Yeah.
It's just, I hate it so much. There's nothing funny about it, and it might be their most offensive sketch. There are certainly some others in the
competition. Yeah, I have to keep laughing or else I'm just gonna scream.
Yeah.
Then Michael comes on and says that he would like to apologize, and before he can finish what... He's saying, I'm like, yeah, you better apologize.
Are we ready to move on from that? Are we good to...
please.
Have we talked about that enough? Yeah, I think we've made our point.
Yes.
I think
yes,
we can.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's bad.
Pretty obvious why it's offensive. And if you don't think it is, then you are an idiot. Because that was really bad. I really, I like the Scotsman on a horse. I really, really like this one.
Yeah, Scotsman on a horse. That was refreshing.
Yeah, I really, really like this one. I was wondering what your thoughts were, if you thought maybe it wasn't good.
I said, diversity win, the Scotsman on the horse is gay.
Yes! I was hoping that would be your response, rather
word
than,
for
like,
word?
Rather than, like, what was this? Because, like, the audience laughs, and it's like, yeah, I guess they think it's funny, but I feel like it's played so straight that I don't even think of it as a joke. It just is, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of cinema. Just like a...
Yeah, I hope that the Scotsman and his other Scots have a nice and fulfilling life together.
It's beautiful. I'm so happy for them.
Settled down in the beautiful Scottish countryside or whatever. And
I mean, yeah. Honestly, it's so adorable. And
so maybe they'll go out and maybe instead of settling down, they'll spend their lives adventuring on the horse together.
That sounds amazing, too.
You know, whatever they do, I hope they're happy.
Yeah, I'm so happy for them. It's so adorable, and I love the way it's shot, and I love the costuming and everything. It feels like kind of like a period piece in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good. I would watch a full-length movie starring these two characters.
Hey, okay, something just occurred to me. Is this basically, like, his name is Lancelot?
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Iconic. Yep.
We'll talk about that show at some point, right?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta do it.
Yeah,
you know
that's
we
how
have
we met.
I know, there's literally, we have no choice. If it was, it's that big of a part of our friendship that there's just no way around it. We do have to talk about it at some point. And I'm excited. How long have we been talking for? Just checking.
That's a very good question.
Okay. That's all right. I've noticed some of our episodes are, like, more around, like, the, 36-minute mark. That's, like, where they usually... That's, like, some of the shorter episodes, and then the longer episodes are, like, an hour and, like, 10 minutes at the most. And I was like, I don't really mind either way, but I feel like the inconsistency is just strange to me. But part of it is my editing.
So sometimes we have a lot to say.
Yeah, and sometimes,
and that's okay.
We don't. And sometimes,
we don't have a lot to say, but we say stuff anyway because we don't want to talk about things.
Yeah, or sometimes we are so physically pained by what we have just seen that we will find any way around talking about it.
Yeah.
Luckily,
hey,
I think...
Hey, you want to decide who everyone's persona is? I'm sorry if that weird laugh, like, hurt your ears or something.
No, it didn't.
I was so close to the mic and going...
Bro. Dude, it didn't. No worries.
Okay.
I feel like my laughter is 100 times louder than yours. And it is so obnoxious listening to myself in the editing because I have the loudest, most obnoxious laugh.
What? I like your laugh.
Thank you. Because I do laugh a lot. Mostly, I feel like I need to fill the silence a lot, and so I laugh. But also, I think you're very funny, and that's also...
Aww.
Also, I laugh at my own jokes, it's obviously. Yeah, luckily this, the last sketch is one that I enjoy. I
will say, there's a vole.
Yes, which is your persona that I assigned to you.
Thanks.
Somebody draw.
Definitely, I appreciate it.
Somebody draw her as a vole.
It's unconventional enough to be interesting.
Yes. What is my persona? Now you I'm afraid to ask.
Let's see. We need... I gotta think. I think it could be like one of those cute little Arctic foxes.
That's amazing that you just said that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess I should have given you a better one.
No, you know what? It's too late. I'm a vole now.
I think voles are cute. I don't know. I haven't seen one in a while. I'm gonna Google what voles look like.
Yeah.
Vole. Yeah, they're cute little creatures. I like rodents.
Yeah. They're just little guys.
They're just little guys.
Yeah. You want to be a rodent too? You can be a little mousy.
Yeah, that's true. I think one time this girl told me that I looked like a mouse, and I really didn't know how to take that. She looked at me in the eyes and she said,
"Mice are cute.
You know, your facial features, they make you look like a mouse." And I said, "Cool. All right. Good talk." That's probably not what I said. I was a child, but you get my point.
Yeah. What do you say to that?
Yeah, like, okay, like, I don't know how to take that. I assume it's a positive, because I think mice are quite adorable. But as for...
Mice are cute.
As for me, I don't know how to apply that to myself. I'm like, okay, that's weird.
Do you go to any parties with your fellow mice?
Yeah, when I go to one of my mouse parties. We run on the wheels and we eat our cheese. I'll just know that I'm the most mousy of us all. A nice, juicy mouse. A 20th century vole.
Yeah.
20th century. Get this.
20th.
20th. 20th.
No. 20. I can't even count that high.
20th? Century?
Ith.
Ith. That's the ith. Ith. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to Spot the Loonies.
Yeah. Hi, I need a lobotomy.
I am a very rich film producer. And I need a lobotomy. Splunge! Oh.
I'm in pain.
This sketch is good. I like it. How do you feel about this sketch? Do you like it?
I need to comment. I need to comment on that really bad fake accent. You know he's British because he keeps on saying, "I dear."
Stop insulting Graham, alright? He's my favorite. His accent is perfect.
I'm sorry.
No, like, the first time I watched this, I thought, like, he's probably just doing that accent, like, to be funny, right? Like, it's not, that can't be his legitimate American accent. And then I heard him do an American accent later on, and I realized that's just his American accent. Like, it's a little bit more silly, but, like, it's pretty much, that's just how his American accent sounds.
It's not the worst American accent I've heard, but...
It's hilarious. I love it. I really love all of their really bad American accents. I think they're hilarious. And my British accent is like probably even worse than their American accents. Let's be fair. Oi, bruv!
Yeah,
Oi, bruv!
You scared off all the British people.
Oi, bruv! I'm British! What a bottle! The Queen's English! Oi, bruv, I sure I'm love the Ringo. Queen. I'm Ringo Starr.
I've got blisters on me fingers.
I've got blisters on me fingers. Yellow submarine, everyone. No, it's not even British, because I don't know what that is. This is horrible. Oi, bruv. In it? This is a great show. I'm glad we told all our friends about it.
Help me. Help me, I'm crying.
I hope all our friends listen to this and go, wow, they are certainly wasting their time by doing this.
I hope my parents hear every word I'm saying.
I'm sure my parents have heard thoroughly.
Hi,
every
Mom.
Episode. Yeah. Are you proud of me? You shouldn't be. 20th century. We haven't talked about this sketch at all. It's okay. It's as much my fault as it is yours. So, like, we share the blame for this, this excuse of a podcast. I think I just really like... I like the sycophancy in comedy. I like it when people are really sycophantic. I just think it's really funny to have these six men trying to suck up to this guy who is infinitely hard to please. It's just comedy gold.
He piddles on it.
Yep.
You out here with the intellectual stuff and using big words like sycophancy, and I'm like, he piddles on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I pretend like I'm smart.
Because you are smart.
Thank
Hush you. Hush now.
Thank you. One of my favorite lines in this sketch that I think about all the time is when he says, white snow.
Sponge?
Yeah, that too. When Graham says white snow and then John goes, think of the colors! Woo, that's a good one. Oh, and Gilliam has a really,
well,
like...
it's going to be yellow soon, right?
That's true. Think of the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's an artistic direction. If you want to show the piddle, then you need a white thing to piddle on.
Good words to live by, truly. If you want to show the piddle,
yes,
you gotta have something white to piddle on. The word piddle is just such an interesting word. Gilliam has a part in this sketch.
I'm going to work it into my everyday vocabulary. Anyway,
you better.
Saying?
Gilliam. Terry Gilliam, if you will, appears in this sketch. And he has...
No, we're not on a first name basis. It's like Dinkelberg. Gilliam.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not really on a first name basis with Gilliam. Gilliam. Yeah, I've said many times before, Jones the affectionate, Gilliam derogatory. Yeah, Gilliam has this very, like, exaggerated American accent that he does that I think is very, very funny.
Isn't he the American?
He is! And that's what's so funny about it, is that he exaggerates his American accent so much that he almost sounds like a British person doing an American accent. And I'm pretty sure he's, like, intentionally doing it, because when he talks normally, he doesn't talk like that. But, I do think it's very funny. Like, he goes like, I just want you to know that this is perhaps the greatest idea in film history. Like, he's enunciating way too much. It's so great. Oh, yeah. John does this thing where he jumps in his chair when Graham... Like, he doesn't realize Graham's talking to him, and then he, like, kind of jumps, and it's not scripted, and it is so funny. I love it. It's just such a great addition. And, Splunge. That's basically Splunge.
Splunge. What's there to say?
What more is there to say? What more could you ask for, honestly? Splunge. Yeah.
I know I've said this about sketches in the past, but...
But Splunge.
I will say it again about this one. This is what social anxiety feels like.
Yeah.
Everything you say is wrong, and they're going to yell at you and make you leave the room.
Yeah. This is like if social anxiety... This is like if your social anxiety was not lying to you, and this was just how the world worked. Yep. It's, honestly...
Man, I need therapy.
Yeah,
What's there to say other than splunge?
Splunge.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob SplarePants.
Yeah. SpongeBob. That's a... Don't even know what to say to that. What's your, Did you have a favorite? You have a favorite sketch in this one? Do you have a favorite one? Do you?
Well, I think the 20th Century Vole would have to be my favorite.
Cha-ching! That was gonna be. That's mine too. Cha-ching! I don't know why I said cha-ching. What is wrong?
Ka-chow!
Ka-chow! I'm Lightning McQueen.
We're gonna get sued.
Not if I can help it. I'll take Disney to court any day. That's a lie. Please don't take that.
Okay, seriously. Eric.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm sorry. I love really him, but he's... Yeah. Why is he always suing people?
Well... Probably for money. If I was honest, I mean, I'd probably do it too. I mean, Eric could just sue whoever he wants. He's just like, yeah, the Shrek movies used my joke.
Hey,
I'm gonna take him to court.
Eric, if you're listening right now, could you please sue me? I always wanted to be sued by you.
Eric Idle, we know you listen to this show. We know you're our biggest fan.
Yeah, you're our number one fan.
We know you're
and
our...
Personally, I you're one thought of our three you were listeners. Great in Quest for Camelot, so...
Yeah, I thought you were great in, in most things that you were in.
Most?
Most things.
Most.
Most. But you, and I thought you did a good job with Spamalot, and I'm glad you listened to the show, Eric. Glad you're our number one fan. It really makes us feel appreciated.
It means so much.
Please don't send any more angry letters, Eric.
After 6 long weeks, we finally made it.
And 6 long cease and desist letters from Eric Idle. we finally made it into his heart. Yeah, 20th Century Vole would probably be my favorite as well.
Okay.
And we all know what the worst
one is. What's your least favorite?
Yeah, theater sketch. Definitely.
The theater sketch.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's why you said most things, because he was not good in this one.
Yup. Yeah. Was gonna leave it unsaid, but, you know, it's fair enough to call him out for that one.
Yeah.
Stop sending us.
Remember what we were saying about how much we love you? Well, turns out you actually suck.
Okay, so. That's a bit... That's not true, necessarily. You know what, Eric?
Are you afraid to get sued?
Yeah, I'm afraid to get another cease and desist. Stop talking about things I was in. Love, Eric Idle.
Aw, he said love.
Aw, he loves us. Yeah, your best performer. I'm gonna let you go first.
You know what? I forgot that there was supposed to be a best performer.
And guess what?
You know, how about you tell me your best performer and try to convince me?
No, how about you? How about you? All right. Yeah, I forgot too.
Oh.
You got me, okay? But while you were saying the things that you were saying, I did think of one that maybe I will pick, but I'm very, okay. Alright. I'm very cautiously saying, you know, I want to give it to Graham.
Okay.
Want to give him his championship back. You know what?
That is valid, and just because I'm feeling nice today, I will agree with you and say nice. He is the best performer.
Yeah. I think he was very good in 20th Century Pole. And, yeah. I can't really remember a lot of the other sketches. I guess, Crunchy Frog. Crunchy Frog, I...
he was good in Crunchy Frog.
Yeah, he was good in it. I could have given it to Terry J for that one. But because I didn't think of it in the moment... Sorry, Terry J.
I will also say that Graham is the one who said that really long name and...
That's true.
...made it funny.
He did. And, gotta give it to him, too. For okay. that. Gotta be fair. Gotta yes. be fair. Alright, guys. I guess that's gonna be... I guess it's gonna be it for this one. I guess. It's an episode.
Yeah, that was an episode. Alright. Yeah.
It certainly was. You got us to say it. Next yeah. week's episode... Next week's episode is, yeah, it's You're No Fun Anymore. That's the one. We'll hear my thoughts and your thoughts about that one. Next time.
Okay.
And you are...
All right.
You continue to be fun. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I took 4 years of German. Let's see if I can do this.
I'm sure you can do it.
His name be Johann Gabelputty Devon Ausfern Splenen Schlitter Krass Kremlin Fry Digger Dingle Dangle Dongle Dongle Berstein Von Nacker Thrasher Apple Banger Horowitz. Oh, sorry, that'd be Horowitz. It sounds like a V. To Klonen Sick Grander Naughty Spell Tinkle Grandlish Grumblemeyer Bell, Gervasser, Kurzlisch, Himmelweisen, Von Wagen, Guten Abend, Bitte, Ein Nürnberger, Bratwurste, Russel, sorry, Geschwurz mit Weimacher, Luber, Hundsfut, Gumberaber, Schöne Danker, Hobbsfleisch, Mittler, Alker von Hautkopf of Ulm. Try.
Here we go, okay. Here we go. I don't know anything about German, so, I opted for French, but I don't really remember anything about French either, so.
Come on. I only took
a year of French anyway, so. Johann Gambelputty Devon Ausfern Spenden Schlitter Crash Krenten Bon Fry Digger Dingle Dangle Dongle Dungle Burstein Von Nacker Thrasher Apple Banger Horowitz Tickle and Sick Grander Naughty Spell Tinkle, Grandlich, Grubelmeier, Spelterwasser, Kurstlich, Himmelweisen, Bahnwagen, Guten Abend, Bitte, Ein Nürnberger Bratwurstel, Gerspurten, Mitz, Weim, what in the world? Weimach, I don't know. Luber, Hunsfoot, Goomberaber, I don't know. Schon Danker, Kalbsfleisch, Mittler, Arbeamer, Tankbeamer, Big Shungus, Otter, Von Hotkopf of. What a name.
That was something.
I know.
Hey, Hockering.
Hey, Hockering.